Welcome, everybody, to Jawanza for Life. My name is Jawanza. Thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate you. I really do. And I'm just grateful and honored, as always, every time the first Thursday of the month rolls around, you all know that I have a special guest on that I just love bringing to you all because he's somebody that's beneficial, you know. He's somebody that we need. We need more brothers and sisters like my brother that is going to be my special guest today, because when you're living in the times, especially particularly when living in the times that we're living in today, you know, you need to have information that falls on your ears that is healing. You know, we need information that's healing. We need information that's peaceful. We need inspirational messages that we hear that, you know, can spur us on to, you know, states of consciousness that are peaceful and joyful and healing. Because we're living in different times now, you know. We're definitely living in different times now. And so every time you turn on the news, you know, there's been a lot of drama, you know, just for the past 4 years. It's just been a lot of drama, and everything that we've come to know as normal has changed. Now, it's normal to see people wearing masks, you know, wherever you go. It's when you don't see somebody in the street without a mask, without a mask, it's very abnormal. So we're living in different times, and so as we go through the process of adjusting to these different times, we need to speak with people that are going to keep us sane. You know, we need to speak with people that are really going to keep us sane. And so my special guest today is somebody that you all know and love, and I know and love, and I'm just happy again that he's agreed to be my special guest today. I call him King Coy Dunston. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's been on the holistic health path for about 40 years, healing, you know, for those who will listen. You know, for those who will listen, he can definitely share some information with you, and not just share information with you, but he's got an establishment in Washington, D.C., where it's a holistic health establishment, and they provide holistic health products, you know. We promote a vegan, vegetarian lifestyle, and to that end, Brother Coy started and opened up Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C., and again, we'll tell you all about Secrets of Nature and how you can take advantage of the products that they serve. They serve food. They have herbs. I mean, they have books. I mean, you name it. So if you're on the holistic health path, you definitely want to take advantage of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. But let me get to my guest. Today we're going to be talking about the power of the mind and the power of intention, the power of the mind. And the power of intention. My special guest again is King Coy Dunston. Brother, welcome back to the show. It's always an honor to have you. Thank you for being my guest.
Hotep, my brother, and good evening to your illustrious audience and your family and all who's listening. I say good evening and pray we have a good conversation this evening. And I pray everybody's healthy and okay.
I know, brother, if I'm talking to you, I know it's going to be a productive conversation. I know it's going to be positive, and I know that by the time people get off this call, off this, you know, interview, they're going to be glad that they tuned in, and they're going to have grown as a result of it, and they're going to be better for taking the time to sit and share and listen with us today. So we're going to be talking about the power of the mind and the power of intention. You know, something jumps out to me when I think about the power of the mind, and I thought about doing this show because, you know, when you've given your testimony, anybody who hasn't heard Brother Coy's testimony, it's very, very powerful. He's cured his mother of, well, you know, they don't like to use the word cure, but for lack of a better term, his mother of cancer in both breast, the liver, and the colon after the doctors had given her 6 weeks to live. But one of the things that stands out about the testimony that you've shared, Brother Coy, is that with your mother, that you always say, once she made up her mind to live, once she made up in her mind, once she got it in her mind that she wanted to live, that it was at that point that, you know, after, you know, she had to settle down and once, and, that, and I guess that's that point for everybody that's on the holistic health path. You know, once they make up in their mind, and not just even on the holistic health path. I mean, you could take somebody that's just gotten tired of, you might take an alcoholic or something, and they just get tired, and they just, you know, once they make up in their mind that that's it, I'm not doing this no more. You know, the mind is a very, very powerful thing. Could you just talk about it, Dad, just briefly in relation to how that worked with your mom, how once she made up her mind to live, that that's when things really started to take off.
Yeah, well, it's the understanding the four stages of grief, kind of in that order. First, you resent it, you wonder why me, and then you kind of go into a stage of, well, maybe I can do something about it, and then you go to a stage to where you can actually figure out what to do and begin to do something about it, and then you can go to a stage to where you can relieve yourself of the problem that you're facing. So it's about four stages of grief, basically, that we go through, and this is it's all in the mind. First of all, we wonder, you know, why was this infliction put on me? We feel like you've been singled out and beat up, and you have to get past that before you can begin to heal. And that process is the developing the intentions of, you know, I'm going to get well and do better, and I'm going to get out of this situation. You know, it's like an abused spouse or whatever, anything else you're in. You'll take it for a minute until you say, well, this is not working for me, and you decide to move on. So that between the time that you realize the situation that you're in and the time you make up your mind to get out of it is the intention part. And once you make up your mind, that's the execution of your intention. And you can't execute your intentions until you make up your mind about your intention. And that's a lot about how we live today. We are sitting waiting for a vaccine that's not out there. We don't even know where it works or not. We don't know if we should take it or not. And so why would we sit around and torture ourselves wondering whether or not we should do something when there are things you can do? And you have to come up with the intentions to do what you can for yourself to get yourself out of this situation or to protect yourself, because whatever man develops is not going to do what God has given you the ability to do for yourself, and that's to take care of yourself. But you have to understand, first of all, how to do that, and then you have to come up with the intentions to do that, and that is the process of recovering or not getting caught up in the frenzy and all the changes they go through. Wear a mask, no wear a mask, wear two masks, wear five masks, how many masks, how many vaccines do we have to take, and how long will this go on? We don't know. But there are things that you do know, and that's where you need to put your intentions so that you can begin to address your problem, like my mother did once she got through the grieving part. She made up her mind that she wasn't going to get well, and so then God gave us the information on how to do that. We started fasting, praying, eating right, doing the right kind of things, and then she had the ability to carry out her intentions, and that's how she overcame the cancer of the breast, the colon, and the liver, and lived 10 years after that. So that convinced me right there that, you know, that you got to go that way, and that's how you overcome most any condition that you're going through. That's the process.
You know, what's interesting is that I think for a lot of people, when they get that bad report, particularly if it's somebody that gets a report and they feel like they didn't deserve this, like, for example, if you take somebody that smoked and they get lung cancer, they might, of course, feel bad that they have the lung cancer, but they can at least in their mind conceptualize why they got it. You know, they understand that, okay, I was bad to my body, okay. Or you take an alcoholic who might get cirrhosis of the liver, they might be sorry that they got the condition, but they at least understand that they did it to themselves, you know. But if you take somebody that you know, didn't smoke, didn't drink, or whatever, and might have been extremely religious, and then they get cancer or something. They can't for the life of them fathom, well, I know I didn't smoke, you know, I know I didn't drink, I know I didn't do these things. I've lived life to the best of my ability. So then a word that I think that affects a lot of people to their detriment is bitterness. You know, bitterness,
yeah.
Being bitter is a heck of an emotion, you know. That's just a horrible, horrible emotion to have. When you are bitter, you know, that can keep you frozen. That can keep you just stuck right where you are, because you are bitter, you ain't moving, and you feel justified in not moving because I don't deserve this or I didn't deserve this, and so I'm not going to move. You like the child that's like, I'm going to just lay here and I'm going to hold my breath,
yeah.
You know, because you're bitter. And that bitter does something to the body. Could you talk about that emotion of bitterness and how that, until that is removed, healing can't really take place in the mind or in the body?
Right. The process of dealing with bitterness is oftentimes, too, how we get sick. And just like I'm a smoker and then I get lung cancer, I still have the go through the process of, I still may not stop. I still may keep doing the same thing. So I haven't developed that intention to stop. And even if you haven't, if you never smoked and you get it, that's a little bit more difficult, but we have to understand the environment we're in and where we live and how we drink, what we drink, and all of those things compound themselves into disease. But if you can't forgive yourself, you can't forgive others. So you first have to learn how to forgive. And once you mm-hmm. forgive yourself, then you can forgive others. And
mm-hmm.
you can relieve yourself of trying to deal with all of that spiritually. That's a spiritual problem. And most diseases, I would say, comes from a spiritual frame. It's something we're lacking in our spiritual life that's not, that we don't, we are not able to bring forth and make it work for us. So I'd say most, if not all, diseases is really a spiritual problem. So we have to mm-hmm. learn how to, that's where you have to learn how to forgive. You have to learn how to frame good intentions and to be able to bring forth the words. You have to speak the things that you want in your life every day, the affirmations and all of that, to confirm that what you're doing is what you need to do. So in terms of bitterness, the other side of that is forgiveness, and somewhere mm-hmm. in between you can find your consolation.
Well, you know, what's interesting, too, brother, is that a lot of times people have found their purpose through the experiences that they've gone through, that while they were going through those experiences, they would not have considered them to be positive experiences. They might consider them to be negative. You know, you might take somebody as a result of being in a bad or an abusive relationship, for example, that individual might, as a result, turn to God, you know,
yeah. Yeah.
And as a result of turning to God, they may, their whole path, their whole life may change. They may go on and become a minister or,
right.
or, you know, whatever, you know, or somebody who had a heart attack, you know, of course, while they had the heart attack and they were laying on the deathbed, the hope praying to God that they don't die, that
yeah.
might have stopped from a particular lifestyle that ultimately was going to take them out if they didn't change. And as a result of that heart attack, now they have cried out to a higher power and as a result had a life-changing experience. But those experiences leading up to that or that lifestyle leading up to that or that relationship or whatever that caused them to run and connect with this higher power weren't viewed as positive things at the time. But looking back in retrospect, now they look and say, were it not for that person who I hated at the time,
yeah.
I can see now that role that individual played in my life. Or if it weren't for that heart attack that almost killed me, I can see now why that happened.
Yeah, and they can now go and witness. They can witness mm-hmm. that when they go through something. You can go witness that and maybe influence someone else to get through their problem or condition. And that's what life mm-hmm. is about. And learn to live with each other and for each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunston. Tonight we're going to be talking about the power of the mind and the power of intention. You know, Brother Coy, if you could talk for a moment about, you know, when people think of the mind, you know, we oftentimes people can't really separate the mind from the brain. When we think of the mind, we do know or think that it would be somewhere in the area of the head, you know, but if they open up the brain, if they open up the head, they might find the brain, but they're not going to find the mind, you know. So when people think of the mind, some of the things that have come up in even, you know, words that they're associated with the mind, for example, there might be certain concepts that come up like, you know, visualization or imagination or thinking or perspective or memory or judgment, you know, these type things that come up when people are talking about the mind. And these things are very, very, very powerful when we connect them with an object, you know. So, for example, you might take somebody that has been diagnosed with something, and they have the intention, you know, to heal. And they are armed with information that can help them do that. They've heard other people's testimonies. They've done research, you know, and they've said, okay, I'm not going out like that, you know. I'm going to live. I'm not going to let this thing beat me, you know. There's a power in that, and people have done some very, very, very noteworthy and newsworthy things as a result of just the power of the mind to say, I'm going to accomplish this thing, whether it's I'm going to heal, whether it's going to I'm going to graduate, whether I'm going to whatever the case is. There's a power in the mind. Can you talk about that?
Well, the mind has to, your mind, you got to get your mind right in order to do anything that you do. And if you can't come to a place to where you can deal with your mind or bring your mind to a place to where it's able to elevate to a position where it can really bring out what you need to bring out in terms of your condition, you're going to have a hard time with doing anything else. And that's why when I say with my mother we fasted and prayed, because it's fasting is a way to train your mind to get control of your body. Only you can control yourself. Fasting is a way to take you there. And it also connects your spirit to the rest of you. And mm-hmm. your power is in your spirit. So if you can, you got to understand that in order to overcome the obstacles that you come up with, no matter what they are. It can be a job or trying to overcome some kind of disease or trying to overcome some kind of situation you're in as a job or something. You mm-hmm. have to come to a place to where you can control yourself to the point to where you can work yourself out of that situation. And oftentimes the mind controls whether or not you can get to that place. And when you are doing things that you shouldn't do, then your mind is rattled and you really don't know how to do what you want to do, or you can't focus on what you want to do. You can't bring your mind to a place to where it can focus in on something and not let it go, because we get scattered mind and we got a lot of distractions and we always want to be somewhere else. So you have to first of all get control of yourself. We talked about fasting to do that. And then you can begin to strengthen your mind to the point to where you can actually project what you want and make it manifest.
You know, that is, you know, why I have you as a guest, Brother Coy. And I know that people, you know, when they hear you speak, you know, you can hear somebody talk and they can share information. I told you, everybody, that this was going to be powerful information. It's usable information. And when people hear people talk in a certain way, you know, and it's timely, because I know this interview is going to be, it's going to help a lot of people. A lot of times it's going to be the, and I'm sure many of these shows that we've done, Brother Quay, are the answer to many people's prayers, because I believe it works like that. I believe that oftentimes you can put a prayer out there or an intention, you know, for an answer out there, and then it comes. And, you know, again, when I speak with you, I know that the information that you share is going to be information that are going to be answers to a lot of people's questions and to a lot of people's prayers. Could you talk about visualization for a moment, Brother Coy? Because, you know, when we talk about the mind, the a lot of times people, when it comes to even exercising the ability to have an even have an intention to choose to do something, a lot of times it's based upon whether or not they've either seen somebody else do it, which would place it within the realm of possibilities for them. Well, if Joe Blow can do it, I can do it, you know. Or if I hear that Brother Coy's mother cured herself of cancer in both breast, the liver, and the colon, then, you know, then I it's placed in the realm of possibility now. I can do it, you know. And a lot of times the reason people don't do certain things is because they just might not see it, you know. Or because, like, let's say, for example, you take somebody that comes from a family of doctors and lawyers. Everywhere they look, they're seeing a doctor and a lawyer. Their mother might be a doctor. Their father might be a judge, you know. You know, their uncles and aunts are, you know, lawyers and doctors. And so for them, that's very much within the realm of possibility for them. Matter of fact, if they don't achieve that, you know, they, you might have somebody that doctors and lawyers run in their family like high blood pressure runs in somebody else's family. You know, everybody got it. You know, everybody got a degree. Then you have some families where an individual might be the first person in their family to graduate from college. And part of the reason for that might be because they just didn't know anybody else that graduated from college. They don't have any uncles, no aunts. They don't know anybody, no friends, nobody else that they knew graduated. But because they couldn't see it, you know, in their mind they couldn't be it. It wasn't even in the realm of possibility for them. So, but now, if you take somebody that comes from a family of, say, lawyers, then everywhere they look, they see it. So they can visualize themselves becoming that. Or let's say, for example, if when it comes to healing, somebody hearing your testimony concerning your mother or others, people who have healed themselves, because they've heard it, they can now picture themselves. They have a picture within which they can now, you know, place themselves and say, oh, you know what, if Brother Coy, then it's possible. I can visualize it. How important is that for somebody to be able to see themselves doing something, to be able to visualize themselves doing something and how that can lead toward the accomplishment of whatever it is they're visualizing?
Well, it's important to have examples to follow and to be able to understand the example to the point to where you can figure it out. But I think still, even with visualization, you every thought, every idea, every moment comes from speaking. You have to get to a place to where you can speak what you want, and what comes out of your mouth is what comes back. So
okay,
you are visualizing the words going out of your mouth, and what you are seeking coming back to you. But once you, it's a frequency. Once you put it out there, it's going to go around and round and round, and it's going to come back. It's not going to come back void, so to speak. So once you're able to speak what you want, then you can see what you want, and then knowing is better than believing, I say. If you know something, like if I'm from a family of lawyers, I know law. But if I'm not from a family of lawyers, I don't know law. Like I'm not a doctor. I didn't know anything about medicine when I decided to work with my mother. So I had to study. I had to study to understand what I'm dealing with. Then I can formulate words to say to get the result that you want. And you put that out there, and you just let the universe, the universal God, take it, and that's how you achieve anything that you try to do.
Well, how important then would it be to, when speaking, be careful who you're speaking to?
Yeah.
Because you could share something with somebody, and there may be people that are listening to this show or will at some point listen to this show. Spoken something to someone, shared a dream, a vision, you know, an idea or something that they had, only to have that idea, thought, vision, dream crushed by the words of somebody else that, you know, just didn't believe it or thought it was crazy or got negative feedback, you know, from an individual. Or let's say, for example, you could take somebody listening to this show and hearing your testimony or hearing other shows and hearing the shows that we've done on certain things and say, as a result of that, you know, I think I'm going to go the holistic health route. I'm going to give this holistic health thing a try. I'm not going to take this medication for the rest of my life. I'm getting off of this. And then they go and share that with somebody. They go tell somebody, you know, listen, you know, I heard this show. You need to hear this show. This brother Coy Dunstan, you know, is very, very powerful brother, a lot of powerful information. I'm thinking about going the holistic health route. And they share that with the wrong person. Okay. The person that they shared with said, say what? I know somebody. You remember Jimmy?
Yeah.
How do you think Jimmy died? He tried that holistic, and man, Jimmy died. They tried to take the herbs and this and that, and they shared it with the wrong person. And now that person leaves now doubting themselves, maybe questioning you, you know, or the information that they heard, you know. So how important is it when speaking that, when you get to the point where you can visualize it, you can see it, and now you're speaking it, how important is it to speak it to the right person?
Well, that's important, but again, you have to not only speak it to the right person, we have to, like I say, that's the difference between knowing and believing. Now, when they said it to that person knew what he said, knew what he knew. He had his buddy that died when he tried to do this, but the person that's speaking it don't know, believe it, or may not know because they don't know enough about what they're doing, and that's where the doubt comes in. So if you can get them to a point, once you decide to do something, you have to know that what you're doing is right for you. And if you can't get to that, yes, you're going to wind up in doubt and wind up defeating yourself by not believing or not knowing what you need to do to get to where you want to go. That would be the difference between knowing and believing. It's better to know than to believe, I say. And knowing is whatever you put out there, you have to know that it's going to come back. And when you get that negative input from someone, you have to ask them, how do they know that they died because they did this or that or the other? You got to interrogate them to your belief so that you don't wind up believing something and not knowing something. That's the idea with dealing with opposition. You're going to always have opposition. That's life. Negative and positive, that's life. So you can bounce it off someone. And if they don't understand what you're saying, then you have to find out why they say what they say. And they may know that they died, but do they know that they died because they was doing what you say you're going to do? And then if you are studied, if you know, then you can say, well, this is why it didn't work for him. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it this way, and this is the way I know, and this is how I'm going to get over this and how I'm going to accomplish what I want to accomplish, because now I know that if I do this and this and this, I'm doing the best that I can do. I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it because I know that this is what I'm supposed to do, and you're going to get the result that you want to get in that case. So you can't let one person block your energy or block what you put out in the universe. One person, don't let them do that. You got to, if that's the case, you have a weak intention and you haven't fully developed your will to do what you think you ought to do.
But now, what if that individual that you share that what your idea is or what your plan is to do, what if the individual that you share that with is somebody that you think should know, okay, like a doctor, for example, okay? You could go to a doctor, whereas you might share with your buddy that, you know what, I heard Brother Coy on the radio, and I'm gonna stop eating meat, dairy, sugar, and all of that, and see and watch the miracle happen. You can share that with your buddy, and your buddy might ridicule you and tell you, oh, I know somebody that did that and it didn't work, and then you just brush it off because you're like, I don't even know why I told him anyway. You know, I should have considered the source. I don't even know what I was thinking about. But when it comes to a doctor now, you might tell a doctor, you know, listen, I'm decided, you know, that I heard that the medication that you're giving me is toxic. I've heard that allopathic medicine has side effects. And so as a result of that, I'm thinking about going a different way with my treatment. I think I'm going to, you know, my goal is to get off the medication, which is loaded with side effects, and go natural way. Now, the doctor you think should know, okay? So you might have a different reaction if the doctor gives you a negative reply to that, as opposed to if your friend who you ask yourself, why I even told him anyway, you know. But a doctor, you might be like, the doctor might be very convincing. You know, he's got the white coat on. He's got the degree. He's got the chart in his hand, you know. Yeah. He's looking at your vitals, you know, and he's saying, I wouldn't do that if I were you. What would you say to somebody in that situation?
Well, I would probably do the same thing, interrogate him about what he's doing. How much do he know about the practice that he's in? Now, you have to understand, doctors are not healers. They specialize in disease. So when you're talking to a doctor, you're talking to a disease specialist, not a healer. And when the doctor, when you go to the doctor and say, well, I'm going to try to go vegetarian and eat right and do all of this, and they tell you, well, you don't do that. It's not going to work. All of that. You have to ask the doctor. Have he ever tried it? And how many people do he know that have tried it? And how did they come out? And chances are they're going to leave him blank because that's not what he does. He don't know. So it's understanding. The doctor may know one thing, but he know how to deal with drugs and chemicals and pills and all of that, but he don't know how to deal with the body as a whole, the whole body, mind and spirit, body, mind and spirit, the holistic way to deal with the body. And they have no understanding of what the body really needs to stay well and healthy to the point to where you don't need a doctor, because then he'd be out of business. So he gets he builds his practice on getting more customers, and more customers, he lead down the rabbit hole of drugs and surgery and all the things that really don't work, and never deal with the spiritual side or the natural side or the dealing with the body in terms of understanding how the body works and what the body needs. The doctor won't be able to do that in a way that he could really answer the question about that you're asking him. You're thinking about going vegetarian. The doctor don't know anything about vegetarian. He don't even practice vegetarianism. So how are you going to ask someone something that have no knowledge of what you're asking them? That makes no sense. That's like witchcraft.
And if, for example, the doctor can't tell you why you have a particular thing, you know, like, for example, if it's winter and the heat isn't working in the house and I call out, you know, a technician to come take a look at it, then that technician is going to take a look at it and say, oh, I see the problem here. You know, here's the problem. The so-and-so is disconnected from the so-and-so, you know,
right.
So he can tell me why the heat isn't working. So now once I fix this, okay, I just, you know, fix this, is an easy fix or whatever, you know, you're good to go. Now, but if the doctor can't tell me why, okay, well, what caused this? You might tell me my PSI is high or, you know, my so-and-so is low, but can you tell me why? You know, not just that it is and that if I give you this pill, this will correct the problem, you know, but if you can't tell me why, what caused my PSI to be high, or what caused, you know, my blood pressure to be high, you know, I think that's a very large part, piece of the puzzle that, you know, it's that people just oftentimes walk away satisfied after listening to the doctor, even though the doctor can't tell them why, and oftentimes people don't even ask the doctor why.
True that. That's correct. Then we just go and they tell us that what's going on with you. We tell them, well, I'm a little dizzy and my knee hurt. And they say, oh, that's arthritis and high blood pressure. And they say, take this and go home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but where did it come from? What am I supposed to do? This pill is going to reverse all of that? No. You get on those medications, generally you're on them for the rest of your life. So why do you take them if you got to take them for the rest of your life? It's easier just to do the right thing and or learn how to do the right thing and try to control yourself to the point to where you don't have to be dependent on some chemical to, that's like drug addiction, the same, but not much difference than being on a drug addiction to smoking or drinking or anything else. You get hooked to the medications that they give you, and, you know, why bother? So you have to work on yourself and understand and study so you can find yourself to know what to do to take care of yourself. And that's where I like to work on the prevention side. I don't deal with the when you get once you get your tonsils or your thyroid cut out. There's not much you can do about that. But if you could come to me before you cut it out, maybe I can give you some indication or give you some idea of what you can do to relieve the effects of trying to correct the organ that's giving you problems. And oftentimes it's just a matter of cutting things out or learning how to eat or being able to identify the reason why you are, these things are coming at you. Is it emotional? Is it chemical? Is it physical? And once you decide that, you can kind of detox and kind of clean up the body to the point to where it should come around and begin to do what it's supposed to do on its own. And that's really the prevention side of medicine that I like to deal with.
So what if, say, somebody came to you and they had not high blood pressure, or let's say high blood pressure or prostate cancer, and they were already on the medication, okay? The doctor had already prescribed the medication, or let's say they had already had prostate surgery, okay? But they heard this show, and they can see the benefit in this show. They can hear the information. They trust you, and they like, okay, well, I know that there's other people that have done it. I've gone down the archives. I've listened to other shows on Juwanza for Life, and I've heard other testimonies, and I believe that there are benefits to holistic health and changing my diet to a live it. You're letting go of the meat and dairy and all of the things that may have contributed to the condition. But they've already had the surgery, or they might be already taking the medication. Now, they've passed the prevention stage, but I would still suggest, that mean that there is still benefit. They can still benefit because whatever the condition or whatever led to the blood pressure being high or the prostate being enlarged or the, you know, the erectile dysfunction or whatever the case is, whatever may have caused that, if that's not stopped, then even though they can give you medication for your prostate or high blood pressure or heart trouble or, you know, whatever, knee trouble, whatever, arthritis, there's still going to be something that's going to show up somewhere else if you don't change something, correct?
Correct. That's the short answer is that is how we die. We kill ourselves instead of doing what we know we ought to do. We keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, and that won't work either. So at some point, you know, you can all of a sudden wake up one morning and you have no bodily controls of your urine or your bowels, and you got to go and see what's going on with that and see if there's anything they can do to bring that into bring that back into order. But the consideration there is that how far and how much do you want to go down that rabbit hole? You may have to, you know, tie the urethra or something so you can control your urine, or do something to stop the bowels from going off. You may have to go to a doctor to get that under control. But the whole idea is you have to understand you don't want to stay there. You have to, once you get it under control and you want to get back to a stable position so that you can begin to come off of that stuff and not have it to stay on it all your life. So they'll try to keep you on it all your life, but, you know, you have to, it's really up to you how much you can do on your own to bring your body back into submission. And that's what preventive health education is all about.
You know, if we could talk about intention a little bit more, because a lot of times people may have embarked upon the holistic health path. They heard information and they started it. They said, you know what, this year I'm going to do it. You know, my New Year's resolution is that I'm going to stop eating meat. I've heard what meat does to the body. You know, I've heard that it causes uric acid, which causes arthritis. I've heard that it's one of the highest, if not the highest, contributor to heart disease. I've heard the negative effects of meat. I'm going to stop. And for 2 days, but, you know, January the 1st and January the 2nd, they may have done good. But on the third day, you know, they just couldn't hold out anymore, you know. And so they went back to eating it, and they said, well, I'll just keep on, you know. Some people might quit and never try again, you know.
Yeah.
But then just like we see children all the time, you might look at your children or your grandchildren, and you see them taking their first steps, and they fall. But they get back up. You know, and they wobble a little bit. They stand there and shake, rock back and forth a little bit, take one step, two steps, fall, you know, and crawl a little bit, you know. Then pull themselves up on a chair or something, you know. Then they keep on trying until they get it right, and then they walk. And that there's something about, there's an intention that they have to get this thing right. There's an intention that they have that I'm going to do this. I'm going to walk, you know, I'm going to keep on trying until I get it right. Now, when it comes to holistic health, you might have people who tried it, and then, you know, they may have experienced, you know, something that as the body started detoxing, they might have had a day where they didn't feel too good, and they was like, you know, I thought this stuff was going to make me, you know, better, and I didn't feel good for 2 days. Could you talk about intention and the role that it plays, having that goal of being healthy, and how intention can help you to reach that mark, even though it may appear when you start, this goal that you've set, it may appear to be insurmountable. The doctors have told you you've got prostate cancer. The doctors have told you you've got to take this medication. You've got to have this surgery. You've got to follow this regimen, or, you know, you may die if you don't. But now they hear this show. It's going to take intention to get them from this show right here to the goal of being completely well. Can you talk about intention?
Well, the intention would come about in terms of how determined you are to reach that goal. I mean, if you've gone to the doctor and the doctor told you you got to do this or you got to do that, you have to still be able to decipher what are they telling you to do. Do I need to get it cut out, or can I just maybe take a pill to maybe lessen the effects of what the condition is, or can I do this on my own? That's always an option. Once you talk to the doctor and you determine that the only way to do it is the way the doctor do it, then that's what you got to do. But you can always say, look, whatever I have, I've had it for a while. It's come to this point. Give me 30 days to work on this and see if I got the determination or the intention to do this on my own, and then I'll come back to you and I'll submit to whatever you say. But, you know, they make it seem like you're going to die the next day once you get the test, and they push you into these things out of fear, and fear, you should never make a decision when you're in fear. And the whole idea about being a doctor is to, you know, get the patient to take a medication or a procedure, and that's how they get paid. And they get paid pretty good for that. And oftentimes they use fear to push you in those directions. But your intention should be not to be motivated by fear, but to get an understanding of what you're really dealing with, and then you can have a better, you can develop an intention by understanding more about what you say. So you got to question the doctor. You got to question the situation. You got to study. You got to figure out, is this really intrusive? Am I going to lose an organ or something? And you do everything you can to do as little as you can in terms of medications or procedures to overcome the problem. And you can't develop that intention unless you understand what the doctor is saying and understand the alternatives.
Everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. We're talking about the power of the mind and intention, and just the mind is a powerful thing. I mean, when you think about what it is that you're dealing with, I mean, we look at the world right now, right? There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. If you turn on the news, if you've been looking at the news just for the last 4 years, I mean, we've got just a lot of stuff has happened, you know, politically, and even now you've got the coronavirus. I mean, every time you turn on the TV, there's a new record that's being set in, as relates as they're reporting, anyway, that, you know, we're setting new records every day. That's on top of, I mean, you know, you're walking outside and you can't go anywhere now without a mask. I mean, on top of the normal everyday stuff, and I say normal, you know, for lack of a better term, the normal things that we do and deal with on a regular basis, you know, the job situation, it could be the relationship situation, it could be the children situation. I mean, just the normal, regular stuff that you would have had to deal with without, on top of that, abnormal, for lack of a better term, stuff. So when we look at things and we're perceiving, the mind is being bombarded with images, with all kinds of new stuff that we got to deal with on top of stuff that, you know, now you got people that are out of work, you know, and just wondering what they're going to do, where they're going to get food from. I mean, food lines. I mean, it's been crazy. Okay, so the mind is interpreting all of this stuff. All of these images and thoughts, you know, are bombarding the mind. Could you talk about, Brother Coy, for a moment, just the ability to even, for mind health or mental health, to be able to still it, to be able to still the mind, you know, what can we do, you know, to still the mind, you know, to heal, you know, the brain, because, again, we're taking in a lot just by, if you live 24 hours, I mean, you see a lot, you hear a lot. So what can we do to help make sure that the mind that we're using to function in this world is serving us properly?
Well, we have to look at who do we depend on? Are we dependent on man? Are we dependent on God? Or do we even know God? And what did God tell us to do? We should look out for ourselves. We should be able to. He told us how to eat. He told us how to think. He taught us how to forgive. We have to get into those things so that we don't wind up getting all flustered because we got all this pressure from outside coming down on us. You know, you can always, you know, start growing some plants, some vegetables or something in your backyard or in the window or in your house. You could and start eating better. You can always do that. You got to start doing things for yourself that will, including being able to make money enough to take care of you and your family to the place to where you are not so dependent on what happens outside. You kind of build your own little fiefdom inside your own house so that you can not only survive yourself, but to teach your children how to survive. Our children have no idea of how to survive if the supermarket's closed or if this corner store closed. What would we do? So we have to start focusing on things that will make us more independent and whatever that is. It can be starting your own business or growing food or whatever you can do to get control of your own situation to the point to where you can not only help your family but help others. And oftentimes that's going back to the soil. We got to keep our feet in the soil so that grounds us and that helps pull all that negative energy to the ground and not get caught up in you. So working outside, doing a lot of like vitamin, taking your supplements mm-hmm. that you know you need, all of those things are important in terms of getting to a place to where you can develop that intentions that you can and will do what you need to do to overcome.
You know, I wish we had much more time to discuss. I mean, this is a brother, everybody, that I could talk to forever, and I want to encourage everybody to go back. If you haven't followed this, Juwanza for Life yet, all you have to do is just click follow if you're listening online, and then you'll be notified every time I do a show. You'll be notified of the date, the time, the guest, and the topic. And we have an awesome archives, and Brother Coy is all throughout the archives. I mean, we've talked about just about every aspect, every condition that you could think of. I mean, if you've got diabetes, we've done a show on that. If you've got arthritis, we've got a show on that. Heart trouble, we've got heart trouble. We've done shows on fasting. We've done shows on various types of cancer. I mean, breast cancer, lupus. I mean, erectile dysfunction. I mean, you name it. Gout. I mean, we've talked about it, okay? So if you've got a condition, a specific condition, you know, just scroll down the archives and look, and I guarantee you I'd be surprised if you didn't find what you were looking for in the archives, because Brother Coy has been a regular on the show for years, and I encourage everybody to take advantage of his wisdom, his knowledge, his expertise, even if you don't live in the D.C. area. If you live in the D.C. area, if you have never been by Secrets of Nature, I've just got one question. Where you been? Okay. So you need to get over to Secrets of Nature and see Brother Coy. You have to see the establishment. You have to, you know, take the opportunity while the opportunity is available, because you're not hearing this show by accident. There's somebody that's listening to this show and they didn't know what they were going to do. They got a bad report, or they heard about holistic health and they want to know more, okay? And somehow, you know, you're with us right now. Somehow, you know, we came together at this point in time. So I want to welcome you to this space and encourage you to get to that space, being Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Brother Coy, can you tell them how they can get there? Or not how, because that would depend on where they're coming from. But your hours of operation, telephone number, and the products that you provide, the services that you provide, because I want to make sure that everybody's able to take advantage of your wisdom.
Well, the business name is Secrets of Nature. We are located at 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest in Washington, D.C., area code 20032. Telephone number is 202-562-0041. And what we do there is primarily try to provide an alternative to what we see and do every day in terms of, you know, we try to serve food that is not from an animal, because animals are the main reason I think we have all these conditions of arthritis and high blood pressure. So we try to take our customers off the meat. We try to give them and anything else from an animal we try to stay away from. In terms of our diet or our menu, We have all the supplements, any supplements that you might need for COVID or any other ED that you might come in contact with. We have good consultation and good people. We have in all forms of herbs. We have all kind of drinks and alternative things that you can do to address the body. And if you need consultation or want to sit down and just kick it, just come in and sit down, and sooner or later you'll find yourself engaged in a conversation with people that of like mind. And just talking sometimes you can work out things. So I would encourage everybody, if they can, to come by to see what an alternative, see the alternative that I offer, and decide whether or not you want to do it. Taste the food, try the supplements, carry on the conversation, ask the questions, all of those things. Just come in and feel what it is to have an alternative to the rest of what we do in terms of eating and medications and socializing in the wrong ways. No smoking, no drinking, all of that, no. So that's kind of what we offer. It's like an oasis in the middle of the desert, and you come in and you find all the things that you thought was impossible to find there. They are there. So I would encourage everybody to come in to 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest, 202-562-0041. If you can't get there, if you just want to talk, just call me and we can talk it out, and anything I can recommend or suggest, something that I would do if I was you, and I can send it to you. So we try to be full service and try to help anyone that come and ask. We try to do whatever we can to meet them wherever they are.
You know, it's a wonderful thing when you talk to people and they're talking about life, you know, as opposed to death. When you're around people that are speaking life, talking life, living life, you know, enjoying life, you know, then that's a beautiful thing. And that, you know, that's a healing vibration. So when you're in the secrets of nature, you're going to experience what it feels like to be in the midst of a healing vibration, you know, a healing aura, a healing energy. When you're around people that are talking about living, when you're around people that are talking about life, you know, that is a beautiful, beautiful thing, and it's contagious. You leave Secrets of Nature feeling better. I guarantee you. You go in there, when you leave, you're going to feel better about your situation, whatever your situation is. You're going to feel better, you know, even if you're healthier. If you're healthy and you go to Secrets of Nature, when you leave, you're going to feel healthier. you know, and you're going to be glad that you went. And so I encourage you to go. My name is Jawanza, and I tell them I sent you. The number there is 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. And again, I'm serious. Please tell them that you heard the show, and that as a result of hearing the show, you stopped by there, because we want to make sure that the show is doing what it was created to do. And that is to help people to get information, connect with people that are on the holistic health path. And, you know, that would make me feel good to know that, hey, as a result of listening to the show, you went to see Brother Coy. That would help me to understand that, okay, then, Jawanza, you are reaching people. And as a result of you reaching people with the show, then they are, in fact, taking action and hearing information that's beneficial to them. And as a result of hearing it, you know, they're speaking it, and as a result of speaking it, they're starting to live it, and they're connecting with other people that are doing the same. Brother Coy, again, thank you so much, as always, for all of the work that you've been doing. I mean, 40 years in the field, man, doing this type of work, I know it's not easy. And I know that there have been some days where you may have asked yourself, why am I doing this? You know, but I'm thankful that God has chosen you to do the work that you're doing. And you've probably, I'm sure, touched more lives than you even know. Because, you know, even in the Bible, there's a scripture where it talks about how, I think it was Jesus healed 10 people, and, you know, they went away and only one came back, you know, to say thank you, you know. So for all of those that never said thank you, I'm saying thank you for them, you know, for the work that you've been doing, you know, encourage you to, you know, be strong, man. You might need some armor bearers to hold your arms up sometimes, man. But just want you to know that your work is definitely appreciated, very much needed, and we certainly appreciate the labor, the love, the time, and the energy that you've given to us, brother. We appreciate you and we need you. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you taking out your time to listen to me and to give me the opportunity to share what I can share with people. And I thank you for what you do. Without that, no one would hear me. So you keep doing what you're doing, and I'll keep doing what I'm doing, and one day we'll get it right.
That's right. We'll look back and we'll find out the work that we've done and that it wasn't in vain. And so again, my brother, again, I encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing. I encourage everybody to get by Secrets of Nature. And again, if you're not in the DC area, you could be overseas. Brother Coy can ship whatever it is that you need. So whatever it is, if you need something, give him a call. See if he can provide it for you. And I'm sure if he can't, if he doesn't have it on him, he can get it. The number there is, again, 202-562-0041. Again, that's Secrets of Nature. As for Coy, that's 202, and that's Coy, C-O-Y, not Corey. Because you probably been called Corey a lot of times.
Yeah, that's the word they use to pop up, Corey.
But I hear it too, man. They tell me, you know, I called.
Yeah, I know. But it is what it is. I don't hold that against them. I just correct them and tell them, and they sooner or later they'll get it.
So, any parting words for our listeners, Brother Coy? Before I don't see you got me. I said Brother Coy, Brother Coy. Before we go.
Well, I would like to say, leave that with this, that, you know, you have to be responsible for yourself. There's you can't be responsible for anyone else unless you're responsible for yourself. And in order to do that, you have to study, and, you know, talk to people that know what you are trying to understand, and come to a decision on your own so that you can develop your intentions to do what you need to do to reach your objective. And I'll leave it at that.
Well, Brother Coy, thank you again for your time, my brother. Everybody, make sure, again, you should know the number by heart by now, but I'll say it again, 202-562-0041, one for the road. That's 202-562-0041, the Secrets of Nature. I don't care what you got. I don't care what the doctor said. Before you do anything, if you got a bad report, before you get it cut out, you need to call that number and speak to Brother Coy, because he always says once you cut it out, you can't put it back. Okay, there's alternative. This show could be the answer to your prayers. And doesn't mean you'll go down this road. The holistic health path, everybody's not going to take it. But at least you know that you have options, and a wise person will explore their options. So, again, Brother Coy, thank you. I'll be in touch, sir. Awesome show, as I knew it would be. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you having me. Take care of yourself, and good evening to your audience.
Thank you so much, my brother. Everybody, that's King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Make sure you get by there. You know, life is very, very interesting. We have our ups. We have our downs. We look at the things that are happening in the world. We're always looking out. The eyes are always looking out. And based upon what we see, and based upon a lot of different factors, based upon our upbringing, based upon just so many things, we interpret what we see. And sometimes, if we're interpreting things to be either against us or interpreting things that are going to cause us to feel justified in holding unforgiveness or holding bitterness or, you know, anger and, you know, fear and all of these things are going to have an effect on our body, okay? And just imagine if you were put here to accomplish a particular thing. You came to Earth with a mission, but you couldn't accomplish the mission because of a physical ailment, because of some situation that took place that you interpreted as being against you. And as a result of that interpretation, now you started becoming angry. And as a result of that anger, all sorts of harmful hormones were released into the bloodstream. And as a result of these harmful hormones and toxic hormones being released into the bloodstream, your body got sick. And now, instead of living to the ripe old age of whatever and, you know, leaving this earth peacefully, now you get the doctors are telling you you got cancer, you know, or high blood pressure or, you know, heart trouble or diabetes or lupus or something, you know, and now you're scrambling. Now all of the things that you took for granted, you know, you're like just walking or breathing without aid or, you know, just being able to live and operate without medication. Now you can't do those things anymore. And now you're bitter. And now you're hurt. Now you're angry and you don't know what to do. And I'm saying to you that you wouldn't be put here on this planet and not left with options. There is a creator, there's a force, there's an intelligence that made you and that is existing in this world presently. This intelligence is here, okay? So if you have an intention of being healed, if you have an intention of accomplishing a particular thing, there's an intelligence that's here that's available that you have to tap into. And sometimes to tap into this intelligence, you have to get quiet. You have to get still. You have to turn off the TV. You have to turn off the noise. Because sometimes this intelligence known by the name of God or whatever name, by whatever name you call this intelligence, this force, this power has got to get cut through over the noise. But see, this power doesn't speak loudly. This power, if you got the TV on all the time, this power is not going to overtalk the TV. You know, this power might speak to you in your sleep, might have to when you're quiet. But you might say, "Oh, that was just a dream." You know, that was just a dream. That was crazy. I don't know what that was about. Okay, but if you want to hear from this power and you want to heal the mind and make the best use of your intention, then you have to be able to first hear information that might go against what you're used to hearing. You might hear something and be like, "I've never heard that before." You might be hearing this information for the first time. Holistic health, no meat, no dairy, no sugar. I don't know anybody that does that. But just because you don't believe something doesn't mean it's not true. And as I heard one of my guests say one time, just because something sounds logical doesn't necessarily mean that it's true, okay? So you have to be able to discern. And this intelligence that I'm speaking of will help you to discern what's right for your life because you've got a destiny, you've got a path, you've got a mission, you've got a purpose that you were put here to accomplish. Now, if an illness has gotten in the way of that, if you find yourself with a condition, a health concern that you would rather be without, you have nothing to lose by calling my brother, Coy Dunstan, at Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He told you if you want to chat, he'll chat with you. He told you if you want to come by and sit, you can talk to him, okay? He told you that if you're overseas, he can ship whatever you need to you. I've told you that there's an archive that you can go down and listen to show after show after show after show after show and educate yourself for free to you on this process. So I encourage you to do that. But here's where you need to start. If you've got a health concern and you don't know what to do, or you know somebody that's got a health concern and they don't know what to do, and you heard this show, and you know that this is the answer, that holistic health is the answer that you've been looking for, You may have heard it 1,000 times, but today the light might have came on for you. Call this number tomorrow morning, 202-562-0041. Tell Brother Coy you heard the show on Juwanza for Life and you're calling and you want to talk, you're calling, you need help, and let God take it from there. Everybody, I want to thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate you. As I always say, you could be doing anything, but you're not here by accident, okay? You were here on purpose. So I want to thank you again for your time, everybody. Again, tell somebody else about the show. Again, follow the show, and you'll be notified of the date, the time, the guest, and the topic. And scroll down the archives, and whenever you see the name Coy Dunstan, just click, okay, and listen and grow. My name is Juwanza. I thank you so much for your time. Who am I? I'm the one who in giving receives more. Who are you? Peace.
Put the heat in there.